Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a donation online at loe.org or call me at 617-629-3638. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Kellerman. Now, it's your turn. We open the LOE mailbox. One Green listener, actually Jim Green, wrote in. He catches our program online and hauled us over the coals for our story about which was the more eco-friendly way to cook outdoors, gas or charcoal. I was disappointed that your oxymoronic piece on green grilling didn't address the bigger problem, he writes. What is being grilled? From what I've read, reducing meat consumption is something and perhaps the most useful thing everyone can do to reduce greenhouse gases. Several vegetarian listeners skewed us on the same point, including James Van Alstyne of the Mid-Hudson Vegetarian Society. He hears us on WAMC in Albany, New York, and cites a Cornell University study that shows the amount of grain consumed by U.S. livestock could feed over 800 million hungry people. Jim says that's enough calories to end world hunger. Another WAMC listener found our story about National Train Day on track. Diane Crane called our comment line.
When I heard that investors were starting to make inroads and investing in the rails again, I nearly stood up and cheered. There are too many trucks on the road. I think the rails should carry freight and people. Europe does it. Why can't we?
Our cool fix for a hot planet from listener Steve MacArthur drew a lot of attention. Steve makes his refrigerator more energy efficient by encasing it in styrofoam. But Carol Springer in Connecticut thought styrofoam might be a bad idea and proposed a green alternative. The WNPR listener uses 100% wool insulation on her fridge. It's called Whisper Wool Underlayment. And after hearing our story on WHYY, the whole idea of wrapping a refrigerator gave Dan LaFever an itch to call us.
A lot of refrigerators at one point, and a lot of freezers I think still do, have coils built in to the surface on the inner side of the exterior case. So if you would insulate it, you would only be making it use more energy because it couldn't dispel its heat.
Well, thanks, Dan. And if you're hot under the collar about something you hear on Living on Earth, have a yarn to spin, or just want us to stop making puns, don't be sheepish. Our email address is comments@loe.org. And for our listeners, we're always all ears. Call 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988.